7.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. said it did not participate in Israel's attacks on Iran, but Secretary of State Marco Rubio did say the U.S. provided intel. President Trump says he's still hopeful Iran will make a deal with the U.S. on nuclear talks, but at the same time, he's now saying Iran is running out of time. ABC's Jonathan Carl has more.
He said, "I think it's been excellent. We gave them a chance and they didn't take it. They got hit hard, very hard. And then this, they got hit about as hard as they're going to get hit, and it's and there's going to be more. There's more to come, a lot more."
Israel's ambassador to the UN, Danny Danon, called the strikes necessary.
"Israel uncovered clear evidence that the Iranian regime was planning a surprise attack in coordination with their proxies. They had planned to invade from all sides with thousands of terrorists and thousands of projectiles."
This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Health officials are reminding residents to be on the lookout for bacteria and algae blooms as the weather starts to warm up enough to get in the water. Higher temperatures and more sunlight during this time of year increases algae blooms, especially in standing water. While residents are out and about this summer, they should remember to stay out of the water if something looks or smells off. They can also check an interactive map on the Department of Natural Resources website for up-to-date information on the hundreds of lakes and beaches they monitor. A new report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found Wisconsin gets less funding per resident from the federal government than almost any other state. The report, based on 2022 federal tax data, found that Wisconsin ranked 41st in the country for the amount of federal funding received per resident. In total, the state received an average of a little less than $15,000 of federal funding per resident. While Wisconsin ranks towards the bottom of that list, experts are still warning that further federal budget cuts could have a significant impact on the state. United Way St. Croix and Red Cedar Valleys has announced $180,000 in grant funding to nonprofits across northwest Wisconsin. The community impact grants will be distributed to 30 nonprofits serving residents in Burnett, Dunn, Pepin, Pierce, Polk, and St. Croix counties. The funding is meant to improve the lives of ALICE families, meaning asset-limited, income-constrained, and employed families. A full list of the nonprofits that received a portion of the grant funding is available on the United Way St. Croix and Red Cedar Valleys website. Washburn County Tourism Association officials say recently released state tourism data showed $57 million of economic impact in the county. In a press release, officials said the industry supported nearly 500 jobs and generated nearly $4 million in state and local tax revenue. Officials highlighted outdoor recreation opportunities, hardworking local businesses, and the availability of reliable lodging for the success of tourism last year. The industry generated nearly $26 billion of economic impact across the state. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers battle the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. Game two of the four-game series tonight as the Crew hosts the Cardinals. Milwaukee with a 6-0 win last night thanks to the debut of 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski on the mound, who lasted until the sixth before battling leg cramps.
Of course, I don't want to leave like that. I feel like I could have kept going, but, you know, cramped up and stuff happens.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think it just came on in between innings there. He had that long inning. He thought it was okay. He went out there. It's in his thigh and in his calf, and he twisted his ankle a little bit on that. It started to lock up on him. We just didn't want to chance anything, you know.
NFL Packers minicamp wrapping up in Green Bay.
The thing that's most positive, I would say, for the most part, we had pretty good attendance. We had the majority of our guys here for the duration. And I think that it's been fun to kind of watch how these guys grow, especially guys maybe going in their second year. They're so much further along than they were a year ago.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Damp and dreary, with showers and thunderstorms continuing throughout the day, into tonight, and scattered throughout tomorrow. Highs today stay crisp and cool, only rising to the mid-50s, and tomorrow we'll flirt with about 70. Sunday, we warm things up to the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 52.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kendall Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, author Laura Bird talks to us about noteworthy memoirs to put on your reading list. And what's the difference between a memoir and an autobiography?
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Yesterday, the Congressional Budget Office, this is a nonprofit, nonpartisan, it's an agency of Congress. It was created by Congress. And it's basically a bunch of economists, a bunch of wonks. And they don't, you know, they don't answer to either political party. They're completely apolitical. All they do is the math, the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office. And their job is to do what's called scoring. They take any piece of legislation. Now, they only do it when it's requested by a member of the House or Senate. And this was. They take a piece of legislation and they say, what will be the consequences of this legislation, the economic consequences of this legislation? So Nobel Prize winning economist and former New York Times columnist Paul Krugman now publishes a Substack newsletter, and it's doing very well. And his headline today was Reverse Robin Hood and Trumpian Totalitarianism. And he's got a picture of Trump looking like Kim Jong-un. It's pretty amazing. But anyhow, he points out that yesterday the Congressional Budget Office released the numbers, the final numbers, on the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, on the Republicans, you know, tax breaks for billionaires legislation. And It's quite remarkable. It breaks out Americans into 10 tenths, right? There's the lowest tenth, the second lowest tenth, the third lowest, you know, up to the middle, the fifth and sixth slice or decile, or I guess decile would be the word, right? Dec is tenth. Anyhow, what they found was that the poorest 10% of Americans will see their income go down 4%. As a result of this billionaire tax break legislation. Krugman notes, he said, that 4% income decline for the poorest 10% of Americans is the scale of economic damage you'd expect from a severe recession. But here it is being deliberately inflicted on the poorest Americans. And then he adds, but wait, it gets worse. The CBO's analysis doesn't consider the effect of the Trump tariffs on household incomes. So then he publishes a chart showing the impact of the tariffs. Now, keep in mind, tariffs are taxes, essentially, on products that people buy. And, you know, I remember when one of the patriotic millionaire guys was on this program, and he said, Tom, you know, I make 10,000 times more than you do, but I don't own 10,000 more pairs of blue jeans than you do. We probably own the same number of pairs of jeans. And he was right. I mean, you know, it's so average working people for the basically the bottom 90% of Americans, virtually all the money they make, they spend. We spend. You know, it comes in and goes right back out again. And so a tariff or a sales tax, which essentially is what a tariff is, any of these kind of, you know, taxes on goods or services are going to hit working people hard, whereas Rich people, when they make extra money, what do they do with it? They put it in the in their money bin. You know, they invest it. They hand it off to their investment advisor, or, you know, J.P. Morgan or whatever. So Paul Krugman looks at the effect of the tariff on household incomes because it's going to raise the cost of things. It already is. We're already seeing inflation start to rise as a result of Trump's tariffs. And adds that to the tax, you know, to this massive tax break for the rich that's going to actually increase taxes on working class and poor people. And here's the summary. This is the bottom line. And I'm just quoting from Paul Krugman. I am not a Nobel Prize winning economist. He is. So I'll just give you his words. The loss inflicted on the bottom 10% of the income distribution goes from 4% of their income, when you're just looking at the impact of the tax break bill, the billionaire tax break bill, to 6.5% of their income when you look at the consequences of that combined with the tariffs. It's not entirely a quote. I'm filling in some holes here. But anyhow, he goes on to say, quote, overall, the bottom 80% of households suffer a loss of income from the combined effects of the tariffs and the OBBA, one big, beautiful bill act. Only the top 10% are clearly better off from a bill that increases the budget deficit. So, you know, if you're making more than a couple hundred thousand dollars a year, you'll probably be happy with this. But if you're not, good luck. He says Republicans claim, as they always do, that tax cuts for the rich will supercharge economic growth. And then he goes on to completely debunk that. It's never been shown to be the case. In fact, if anything, it's the opposite. And he goes on to say, he said, we need to ask how any party, and this is really the critical point, is how does this happen in a democracy? And I would tell you that the point is that this is proof that we are not living in a democracy right now. We are living in an oligarchy where the top 10%, where the rich decide everything, and the bottom 90% decide virtually nothing. And that a large reason for that is because one of the oligarchs, he's not even an American, Rupert Murdoch, well, I guess he is a U.S. citizen, but I don't think his son is, who is actually running Fox. These guys are billionaires. And so they're going to be promoting all this stuff because it helps the billionaires. Come on. So anyhow, Paul Krugman says, we need to ask how any party in a democracy imagines that it can get away with taking money away from the bottom 80% of the American public. My answer, Krugman writes, is that the GOP's vicious tax and spending plans cannot be separated from that party's contempt for democracy. They fear Donald Trump more than they fear the voters, or they don't believe we will ever have fair elections again, or both. And then he goes on to point out that the bill has a peculiar name, the One Big Beautiful Bill. And he said this is what's called totalitarian kitsch. He said GOP politicians are engaging in performative self-abasement, demonstrating their willingness to humiliate themselves in order to curry favor with dear leader. Absolutely brilliant. Paul Krugman is a genius. I you know, some of you remember I debated him on a cruise ship, on an Air America cruise ship like 15 years ago, about free trade. At the time, Paul was gung-ho for free trade, neoliberalism, and I was opposed. I was like, no, we need tariffs. But that's the only thing I've ever disagreed with Paul Krugman about, and I love the guy. I think he's brilliant. He's been on our program a number of times. We should probably get him on again. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security has published a new poster online featuring World War II imagery. Those of you watching us on television or YouTube or Facebook or Twitter or Blue Sky or whatever, you can see it. Nate just put it up on the screen. It's the style of the old World War II posters, you know, with an Uncle Sam, you know, a nice, tall, skinny Uncle Sam, and with the beard and the red striped pants and the whole thing, tails. And it says, help your country and yourself report all foreign invaders, with a phone number. Now, the key to this is the word invaders, because migrants are not invaders. We don't have an invading army. This was the point that Judge Breyer made yesterday when he slapped down the Trump administration for sending the National Guard into Los Angeles. He said, there is no invasion. No army has attacked us. People are not coming into this country armed, trying to seize cities or counties or states. There is no invasion. But by constantly using this word invaders, the fascists in the Trump administration are trying to bring it into common and popular usage and trying to condition us to think that when Trump says, oh, yes, I have to suspend civil liberties and declare a state of, you know, a state of emergency because there's an invasion, that will go along with it. Gavin Newsom nailed it. He said he is not a monarch. He is not a king. He should stop acting like one. And then talking about his birthday parade tomorrow, he said it's a vulgar display of weakness. Again, quoting the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, he said, it's the kind of thing you see Kim Jong-un, you see Putin, you see it with dictators around the world that are weak and just want to demonstrate strength, its weakness, masquerading as strength. He said, what an embarrassment. Honestly, it's that it, about as small as it gets. How weak? How weak do you have to be to commandeer the military to fate you on your birthday in a vulgar display of weakness? That's Donald Trump. And yeah, this is, and I would add, and in all probability, this will be my op-ed on Monday because I've been kind of rolling around in my brain all day, is that the most dangerous dictators are the ones who are becoming increasingly unpopular. And as Trump becomes weaker and weaker and reaches out to create more and more shows of strength, arresting legislators, throwing in the National Guard, these kind of things, he becomes more dangerous to democracy.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
16 and a half minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend. Pick up your calls here on the other side of the break. Stay with us. You trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
This fall, build your perfect Wisconsin football game day with a mini pack. Pick any three games, including Big Ten matchups like Washington, Iowa, and Ohio State, and save while cheering on the Badgers. Big matchups, big moments, and it's all on your schedule. Football mini packs are available now. Create your custom game day experience today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. First touchdown to the fifth quarter. There's always something to enjoy. Football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill backed by Donald Trump that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area. time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Warm weather is finally here, and so is wildfire smoke from Canada. Forecasters say we can expect air quality warnings to come and go and come again with no end in sight as fires blaze out of control across central and western Canada. Environmental advocates say the hazardous smoke blanketing our state just when we want to head outdoors shows no community is safe from the impacts of climate change and should be a wake-up call for policymakers. The EPA is pushing to end its popular Energy Star program that has helped families identify energy-efficient appliances and home energy upgrades for more than 30 years. A group of U.S. senators, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, is calling on the EPA to keep the popular program, saying for every dollar spent on Energy Star, Americans get $350 in savings. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for Songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. So find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
They call the fallen one. It's filled with gold and grievance, and it's poisoned what we've done. My mother taught me justice. My father spoke of grace. But now that house has traded both for rage and a red hat face. He came down golden escalators with fire behind his grin. He fed the mob their fantasies and cashed their anger in. Oh, tell your daughters everywhere to look what hate has spun. Don't let them walk the path that leads to the house of the fallen one. He broke the truth.
What about 23 minutes past the hour? Picking up your calls here. Ann in Aroma Park, Illinois. Hey, Ann, thanks for listening to WCPT. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, a couple of things. Yesterday, with everything going on with the with Trump changing his mind about, treating immigrants, undocumented immigrants who work for farmers and leisure industry. Okay, first he made that announcement. And then I don't know if anybody caught this, but it was on Raw Story yesterday, or later in the afternoon, he actually released a really hateful social media post about the tsunami of illegals. I don't know if you caught that.
I didn't catch that.
Okay. Well, anyhow,
I confess I don't follow Trump's social media. I refuse to sign up for it.
I don't want to give them my information.
I won't sign up for it, but it was on Law Story.
Yeah.
So I think what's happening is this, is that, Trump realized, oh, my gosh, I put my foot in my mouth by saying, we're going to make exceptions if you are working for an agriculture or the leisure industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think what he did yesterday is that he posted this awful post a few hours later, about how there's a tsunami of immigrants or illegals. I'm sorry. And I think the reason he did that is because he's trying to distract his base, because MAGA is going to be really angry that he's making exceptions.
Yeah.
And I think what's going on, Tom, is that, the bad poll numbers came out yesterday, and Trump and his advisors, his yes men, are realizing they're in real deep doo-doo right now.
Yep.
And if you've ever worked with any kind of animals, wild or domestic, when they're cornered is when they can be the most dangerous.
Exactly.
And I think that Trump and his minions, they are feeling cornered now. And that's why Christine Nome said that horrible comment yesterday about wanting to stay there until they get rid of the socialist government, governor and mayor. I mean, they're cornered. So I think tomorrow, hopefully enough of us will turn out. And I know I'm going to keep it peaceful. And I hope, that these agent provocateurs don't create any problems. But we're at a real inflection point right now.
I agree. And what Trump is hoping for, what Trump is praying for, is that at least in a half a dozen cities or more, there will be violence. There will be, windows broken and buildings caught on fire and cars torched. And that's what he wants. And frankly, I think that his right-wing shock troops are going to give it to him. My prediction, I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong, but I fear I'm not. My prediction is that there are going to be members of these right-wing militia groups, the Proud Boys, the Three Percenters, the Patriot Pride, all these other ones, who will infiltrate the protest tomorrow and become violent. And that will be
absolutely
the basis of Trump's invoking the Insurrection Act. And at that point, the courts are no longer going to be able to stop him, because with the Insurrection Act, he actually can violate posse comitatus. He can ignore habeas corpus. I mean, Lincoln used that during the Civil War. So, and this is not a civil war, but Trump is trying to turn it into one. He desperately wants a civil war in the United States, because he believes that that's the only way he can lock this country down for himself and the billionaires forever. And thank you for the call.
Yep.
I got to run. Thank you. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the home of the political revolution. Stay with us.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're listening to the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you midday on a Friday. Today we're going to introduce you to the new Wisconsin Association of FFA president. Amalia Draxler from Glenwood City will serve for the next calendar year. Amalia tells us about her unique path from a dairy farm kid to a state leader.
My farm is a sixth-generation family dairy farm, so I've been on the farm literally since I could walk. My parents always had me out there working with the calves, and that is what I like to do. I like to work with my dad, whether it's checking the fresh pen or just helping him with preg checks, or I like to go with my mom to the calf barn and help raise our chickens and stuff like that. And now I get the honor of helping other people around me learn about agriculture. I have a 10-year-old sister who we go to the farm together, and we try new things, and it's been a great learning experience. I hope to just continue looking into the future of agriculture as an adult and into the rest of my life, because again, that's something I'm just really passionate about.
She'll continue to live out that passion as the Wisconsin Association of FFA president. Amalia Draxler along with us. She hails from Glenwood City and she's currently a junior at UW-Madison. Don't touch that dial. We'll take a look at midday commodity prices next.
At Second Harvest Food Bank, we know that nutritious milk is essential for growing kids and healthy families. That's why for a decade, we've partnered with Wisconsin's dairy farmers through the Adopt a Dairy Cow program. Thanks to farm families, thousands of gallons of milk have reached local families facing hunger. Visit givedairy.com during June Dairy Month. That's givedairy.com.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Commodity markets are moving higher as we get into the weekend. From Chicago, cash corn is up 2.5 cents at $4.41 a bushel. December new crop corn up a quarter of a penny at $4.40¾. Cash soybeans are trading 21¾ cents higher at $10.64 a bushel. November new crop beans up 19 cents at $10.46¼. And July new crop wheat is up 11 cents at $5.37½. Fluid milk is also trending higher. The July Class 3 milk contract is up 11 cents at $18.31 a hundredweight, and the August contract up 16 cents at $18.97. Just because it's the weekend doesn't mean your farm news has to stop. Follow along with us at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Damp and dreary, with showers and thunderstorms continuing throughout the day, into tonight, and scattered throughout tomorrow. Highs today stay crisp and cool, only rising to the mid-50s, and tomorrow we'll flirt with about 70. Sunday, we warm things up to the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 52.
Matt Nair on air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha ha ha, how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol Switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails is a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. Louise adds it to our coffee every morning. This isn't another generic supplement. This is clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptides that are helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and aging skin. And right now, I can get you up to 45% off, but only for a limited time, at getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's get, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/T-H-O-M/Tom to get up to 45% off.
Whitest men in the room. Under their iron grip, democracy faces its doom. They rewrite the rules, they rig the game. Chasing their fortune, they don't feel shame. Can freedom stand when justice bends the knee? The ghosts of the past haunt our land of the free. Plantation politics, they rise again. The few in control, the many condemned. Voices are silenced, rights torn apart. They take the nation, but they can't steal the
minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Charles in Miami. Hey, Charles, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Fine. Happy weekend. What's on your mind?
Yes, happy weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Yeah.
Hope you guys enjoy it. You all do a great job all year long.
Thank you.
My thing today, Tom, is this. The founding fathers, I've been thinking about it. I don't know who in particular. I haven't researched it. But in order to make this democracy work, they also knew that there was going to be a minority party. And there was going to be, and the minority's voice had to be heard as well. And what Trump has done with the fourth estate, which no longer belongs to the people, is Trump has set a narrative that, he won. He's doing the people's bidding, and that's all that matters. Mm. And, in any other country, you could say yes. Mm. But I remember when Biden was president, let's not forget Trump and the Republicans were the minority. Mm-hmm. And he was afforded due process. In mm-hmm. fact, he was given due process, and he was allowed to keep his freedom.
Yeah.
Under
circumstances where anybody else would have been thrown in jail.
We need to think about this because he is saying, or someone from this administration is floating that he can suspend habeas corpus. When he himself depended on it to keep his freedom,
yeah,
he never spent one day locked up anywhere.
Yep.
So, we need to keep that in mind. But my thing is this. We can't allow them to run over us because, like I said, with the help of the fourth estate, they have to me convince everyone that, well, because they won everything, that's it. And no, that's not how the American system works. We do have a place for the minority's voice.
Mm-hmm.
And now this goes back to what I've been saying from the very beginning. I just feel like Democratic leadership has completely failed us.
Yeah.
Democratic leadership, the face of it today, has brought us also to this point because they.
Well,
I don't know, sir, if it's because of all the money sloshing around in the system and some of the Democrats want to get paid too. I don't know if it's because this particular president and his anger. I don't know, and I don't want anyone to say I'm an anti-Semite because. I support the Jewish people. I don't support the Netanyahu government, but I support the people. So I don't know if he is holding back, Chuck Schumer is holding back because he's afraid in some way Donald Trump may hold back aid from Israel. Anything is possible.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, Tom. I don't know. Because you get him mad enough, he'll do something.
The problem, Charles, is that there's...
He was in Saudi Arabia getting all these perks and everything from Saudi Arabia. That got Netanyahu so mad, Netanyahu started raging and started killing Palestinians.
Yeah. I'm not sure that there's a causal relationship there, but I think the point about the Democratic leadership is the most important one you've made, Charles. And the problem is that there's not... if you look at Trump, throughout the Biden administration, basically Trump was the face of the Republican Party, even though he was out of power. Right now, the face of the Democratic Party should be one of our previous presidents or our previous nominee. It should be Kamala Harris, or it should be Barack Obama, or it should be Joe Biden, or it should be Bill Clinton. It should be one of those people who took, who held that position. I mean, Harris was vice president, and they've all checked out. I don't know where the hell they are. And so what you've got is you've got a bunch of Democrats who, would love to have, more power or would someday maybe like to be president, Gavin Newsom and Adam Schiff and there's a bunch of them who are, stepping forward and making statements and doing things and whatnot that are pretty positive stuff. But they don't have the imprimatur. They don't have the they're not the official spokesperson for the Democratic Party. There is no person who occupies that role right now other than Obama. I mean, Obama is the clearest person who should be or could be the spokesperson for the Democratic Party because he's a previous... He's the last Democrat. Well, I get it. Biden was the last Democratic president, but Biden is incompetent when it comes to public speaking. So it shouldn't be Biden anyway. And Obama is brilliant at public speaking. Where's Barack Obama? I want to know. Charles, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. That was a great point. Marie in Atlanta. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. A couple things. So the first thing is with regard to Trump's, I guess you'd say, change of messaging regarding immigrants who are working in hotels and on farms picking produce.
Yeah.
I don't see how this works without us going to a really bad place, because when ICE or anybody else stops a vehicle with an immigrant in it, they have no way of knowing that that person is going to a job on a farm or going to a job at a hotel. My concern is that, particularly for farm laborers, they're going to end up having to live on those farms, which is a step way too close to slavery for my taste.
Because
we know they'll get like the crappiest living conditions, sure. Barely a shack.
Yeah. Shotgun shacks. Marie, I agree. What I'm thinking, though, is that I have not seen any policy changes. Yes, Trump came out and he said, well, maybe, the people picking in the fields and people working in the hotels, maybe we should back off a little. But he has not issued any, to the best of my knowledge. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here. Mm-hmm. But to the best of my knowledge, he has not issued any instructions to Tom Homan or to ICE to say do things differently. And I suspect that he's getting leaned on by some of the very wealthy, growers, farmers, whatever you want to call them, particularly out west. And he's trying to respond to their concerns. I mean, you've got to have multimillionaire owners of, 5,000 acres in the San Fernando Valley calling him up going, hey, wait a minute, I gave you $1 million for your campaign and you're messing with my business here. So my sense of it is that it's just talk. But, we'll see. But I don't think he's going to do anything actual.
I can see where that it's talk. I think it's just talk at the moment.
Yeah.
Second thing I wanted to point out is, again, we don't know that the SAFE Act is not going to go through. I am operating on the belief that there's going to be multiple attempts between now and the election. And remember that one thing that Trump is adept at is delay. So trying to delay putting that forward until it is, by virtue of DOGE cuts in staffing, it'll be too late to be able to do things that require federal government action. So, PSA for your audience, once more time, with regard to those who have a passport, be sure to check your passport expiration date. If you have a real ID, check your real ID expiration date. Make sure to look at a calendar and see how close those dates are to an election and try to plan to do the renewal as early as possible. Now, I know you can't.
Yes.
I can't renew a passport. I think it's like 10 months in advance is the most you can do. But get on it early because we don't know what effect this reduction in federal staffing is going to have on the processing of renewals or passport applications if people need to get a fresh passport.
Excellent point.
And obviously get your birth certificate.
Yeah, excellent point. And you're referencing the SAVE Act. Many people listening probably don't know what you're talking about. The SAVE Act is a piece of legislation that has passed the House of Representatives. It's sitting in the Senate right now. That essentially says that if you have changed your name during your lifetime and you did not go to before a judge and get a certificate, you know, proving that you have changed your name, and your birth certificate name is different from your driver's license name, which is the case for between 80% and 90% of all married women in America, then you may not vote. And, you know, it's just a naked attempt to strip the vote from married women in the United States. And because, you know, Trump knows that married women go against the GOP by a small percentage, but, you know, there you go. So that's what he's trying to do. Marie, thank you. Thanks for bringing all that up. It was great hearing from you. 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with you also. Lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but everyone. And the Supreme Court? They're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, that's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Join us and go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 to support their work. Because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat. Text fees may apply.
Amory Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amory Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amory's south side, Amory Chevrolet is here when you need them.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
It smells terrible.
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off,
and give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise loves this stuff, by the way. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. So go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off on this extraordinary Vibrance Super C Serum. Vibrance.com/Tom.
One's got a Bible in one hand and a subpoena in the other. One swore an oath and helped a mob come after his own brother. They say they're tough on crime while dodging every charge. It's a clown car coup attempt led by a crook at large. And if you speak the truth, well, they call you fake news. They're busy banning books while they're leaking all our moves. They talk like they're the law, but they break it on repeat. If irony were justice, they'd be 6 feet deep in heat. Yeah, the gang that couldn't shoot straight got lost inside the police state. Claim they're for the people while they legislate hate. They try.
52 minutes, 53 minutes past the hour. Sasha in Kent, Washington. Hey, Sasha, what's on your mind today?
Well, sir, I have the answer, the supreme weapon for tomorrow.
Okay.
We need to sing. Chanting hurts my throat. Singing lifts me up. It gives me energy. On Moral Mondays in North Carolina, they sing. This is power. It's people power. I mean, imagine the press coverage of shooting tear gas into a mob of people singing. So
that's a great
bring
point.
Your leaf blowers, yes, but also bring a flute, bring a drum. And I said this in a small group recently, and somebody started softly singing, "We Shall Overcome," and everybody got it. Mm-hmm. And, well, now you and Louise are music people now, so let's catch fire with your protest song. Well, We just need to sing.
There you go. And by the way, if anybody wants to download Louise's protest songs and play them over a bullhorn or something at a protest, they're all free and available over at HartmanReport.com. Sasha, great idea. Thank you so much for sharing that. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind? I'm guessing you're monitoring the Russian press, being an old intelligence guy who speaks Russian.
You know, German Chancellor Merz just visited Kiev and said Germany would not provide the enhanced-range Taurus missile to Ukraine, right? And just a couple of weeks ago, he made a big announcement that Germany had removed all the restrictions of letting Ukraine use the Taurus missile to strike targets in Russia. And they were going to set up a joint production facility for the Taurus missile in Ukraine. Well, about a week ago, Igor Korochenko, the editor-in-chief of National Defense Magazine, and a member of the Public Council of the Ministry of Defense and a colonel in the Russian military, said that if Germany or if Ukraine used the Taurus missile to strike targets in Russia, well, Russia would hit the Taurus missile production facility in Germany. You think there's any connection there?
Whoa. So has this threat altered German behavior?
I think so, yeah. I say a couple of weeks ago, Merz was all enthusiastic about letting Ukraine use the Taurus missile to strike targets in Russia. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Korochenko claimed that, well, we'll hit the production facility in Germany is located in the middle of nowhere. We'll hit it at dawn or something. There won't be any civilian casualties. Well, that production facility is located in Schrobhausen, Bavaria, a city of 18,000.
Whoa. Whoa. So this could be the trigger of a world war.
Yeah, right. Article 5, you know, a hit on one member of NATO is a hit on all members. And, you know, they'll invoke Article 5. I found that it was extremely interesting.
Yeah. My fear is that, you know, Article 5 will get tripped and the other NATO nations won't respond. What do you think? Do you think it's a hollow threat?
I don't think so. I think they will respond. You know, if they don't respond, then NATO is just a hollow shell.
Right. And if they do respond and the United States doesn't back that response, what happens?
Yeah, I think the U.S. would respond. It would back NATO.
You think so?
You
think Trump would go with
NATO
against Russia?
It's a worthless alliance.
Yeah, but I mean, Trump has never defied Putin, ever. I think he's a wholly owned Putin property.
I don't know what Putin, compromising material or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
He must have something on Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's no doubt in my mind about that. Something pretty awesome, something pretty amazing. George, it's always great hearing from you. Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, and keep up the good work, Tom, and enjoy the weekend.
I'll do my best. Yeah, you too, and happy Father's Day, and get out there tomorrow.
Yep.
Thank you, George. We'll be back on the other side of the break with the third hour of our program. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer. Summer, summer,
summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israel is bracing for Iran to retaliate after Israeli strikes overnight killed top Iranian military officers and nuclear scientists, along with targeted nuclear sites in Iran. ABC News military analyst and retired colonel Stephen Ganyard says Israel timed the moment.
The airspace above Iran is essentially undefended, and the Israeli Air Force has free rein and could go after targets. So the ability to pound from the air means that the Iranians are going to be on the defensive at best and may have no recourse except to accept the punishment that Israel is going to inflict over the next couple of weeks.
President Trump warning Iran to make a nuclear deal or face more strikes. In Tennessee, Kilmar Abrego-Garcia entered a plea of not guilty to federal charges of human smuggling today. The Maryland man was returned to the U.S. last week after the Trump administration mistakenly deported him to prison in El Salvador. And closing arguments begin in the Karen Reed murder retrial today. This is ABC News.
Your